William Morrow and Harper Audio present Elevator Pitch by Linwood Barclay, performed by Jonathan McLean. Monday. Prologue. Stuart Bland figured if he posted himself close to the elevators, there was no way he could miss Sherry D'Agostino. He knew she arrived at the offices of Cromwell Entertainment, which were on the 33rd floor of the Lansing Tower on 3rd between 59th and 60th, every morning between 8:30 and 8:45. A car was sent to her Brooklyn Heights address each day to bring her here. No taxi or subway for Sherry D'Agostino, Cromwell's vice president of creative. Stuart glanced about nervously. A FedEx ID tag he'd swiped a couple of years ago when he worked at a dry cleaner got him past security. That and the FedEx cardboard envelope he was clutching. And the FedEx shirt and ball cap he had bought online. He kept the visor low on his forehead. There was every reason to believe the security desk had been handed his mugshot and been advised to keep an eye out for him. D'Agostino, no relation to the New York grocery chain, knew his name, and it'd be easy enough to grab a picture of him off his Facebook page. But in all truth, he was on a delivery. Tucked into the envelope was his script, Clockman. He wouldn't have had to take these extra steps if he hadn't overplayed his hand, going to Sherry D'Agostino's home, knocking on the door, ringing the bell repeatedly until some little girl, no more than 5 years old, answered and he stepped right past her into the